Wherever you're listening to us, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is One Thing Today in Tech. In today's episode, we take a quick look at India's opportunity to take its digital technologies to Tier 2 cities. But first, some headlines that caught my attention. Google is expanding its generative AI search experience to markets outside the US, starting with India and Japan, TechCrunch reports. The new AI-powered search feature, also known as SGE, for Search Generative Experience, will be available through Google's Search Labs. Meanwhile, Chinese tech giant Baidu said that its ChatGPT-like Ernie bot was now open to the public at large, signaling a green light from Beijing and another indication of a more relaxed policy stance on artificial intelligence in China, CNBC reports. In some cheer for the SaaS sector, Salesforce cloud software Bellwether yesterday announced quarterly results and guidance that beat Wall Street's expectations, CNBC reports. As many of you might remember, India's Freshworks beat expectations with its June quarter earnings results at the beginning of August. And for those who might be interested, Freshworks has an upcoming investor day on September 7th. Now, speaking of India's tech talent, that workforce is making it a destination for the next wave of foreign companies looking to establish centers for R&D, software development, and engineering. And there is an opportunity to expand the ecosystem to Tier 2 cities. NASSCOM, the country's biggest tech lobby, and accounting and consultancy firm Deloitte say in a new report. The report examines talent, infrastructure, risk and regulatory environment, startup ecosystems, and social and living environment, which are vital for establishing a flourishing technological landscape, they said in a press release on August 29th. And the report spotlights the potential of 26 cities in the country, from Chandigarh to Indore to Mysore and Visakhapatnam, which could become an integrated part of India's tech ecosystem, NASSCOM and Deloitte said in the press release. Helped by rapid infrastructure growth, diverse skills, burgeoning startups, and government initiatives, these emerging hubs are gearing to achieve Tier 1 status, according to the press release. While big cities were the focus in the past, the post-pandemic era witnesses a remarkable decentralization of work across the nation, Sumit Salwan, a partner at Deloitte India, said in the press release. Today, about 60% of India's graduates in engineering, arts and science come from smaller towns, and 30% of total graduates relocate to Tier 1 cities seeking employment, he said. The 26 promising locations identified in the report have the potential to become the epicenter of innovation and growth, according to the report. This trend is supported by a workforce skilled in cutting-edge digital technologies, with about 800,000 individuals located in these emerging hubs. And these cities are seeing strong additions to the number of people skilled in digital technologies. These locations currently account for about 10 to 15% of India's tech talent. They provide promising growth potential when supported by the government's commitment to world-class infrastructure, Salwan says. Take the "if you build it, they will come" approach, he says. Startups in these locations grew 50% from 2014 to 2018, with expectations of 2.2x growth by 2025, according to the report. These Tier 2 locations also offer a cost advantage, including a 25 to 30% lower cost of talent and a 50% lower cost of real estate rentals compared with the large cities. So far, some 140 global capability centers have found a home in these locations, highlighting the growing interest of foreign companies in these emerging hubs, according to the report. As companies worldwide revisit ways of working with an eye on optimizing outcomes, costs, and talent, alternative tech hubs are becoming essential. Sukanya Roy, head GCC and BPM at NASSCOM, says in the press release, "Beyond the cost advantage, the Tier 2 cities have become breeding grounds for innovation, nurturing a mutually beneficial relationship between startups and established businesses. In the last 10 years, this ecosystem has seen 900,000 direct and 300,000 indirect jobs created in these Tier 2 locations, according to NASSCOM and Deloitte. About 39% of the country's 7,000 or so startups operate in the emerging hubs, spanning industries from deep tech to business process management, according to the report. That's one thing today in tech. You can find all our podcasts at ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.